Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Wayne Graham, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
And if I'm listless and I get nothing done, knock down another one. Why don't you knock down another one?
I have two albums here. One is the most recent one called Joy, and then there's Mexico. I think you said that these were recorded, or these weren't recorded here at your studio.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they were, mm-hmm. Okay.
They were released on a label in Germany,
gotcha.
By a label in Germany, that we met playing in Louisville here. After we played with them, they told us that they had a small label in Dresden, and then they were willing to put out a record and bring us over there, and we've been over a few times now. And
was this sort of a new strategy for you all to sort of release in Europe and sort of bring the wave back here?
It just happened, yeah. We have never been very good at having a strategy for anything. So it worked out in our favor in this case so far. Hayden and I have been three times, and then we're going back this summer. And then Lee and Chris joined us this past time over there.
Right.
Yeah.
On every stool, there's a star. Wherever we go, the cameras are. Mark out on the day
my turn. You rest assured our pay is earned. Case by case and tribe by tribe, we traded class for style. I talked last night, made it in. Leading man sure took it on the chin.
So you don't have regular jobs, either of you?
They're not regular, but we have jobs.
Regular jobs. Yeah. I know, that's a funny phrase. What do you do other than play music?
I deliver mail and answer phones for my dad.
Is it easy to get a sub?
Well, I'm the sub, so probably not.
I've got a pretty standard drummer job. I work at a pizza place, and I'm a pizza delivery man, so...
Could you introduce us to, well, should we start with the bassist? Y'all want to get to know the bassist a little bit? I would.
This is Christopher Christian Justice.
Christian Justice.
Hello.
How'd you learn to play bass so good?
Practice.
Did you do that even as a younger person?
Well, I was like Hayden, and I had... I was in band, so I played percussion instruments in sixth grade, and got to high school and all my friends were playing guitar. I got a guitar and started learning, and then I quickly realized that everyone plays guitar. I went to Boyd County, and everybody could play guitar, and everybody needed a bassist. So I had a friend loan me a bass and an amp, and after a month of just practicing bass, I was already in like four bands. I was in... jazz band in high school and stuff, and then it just kind of went from there, I guess.
But you stop looking for the angle. But you start losing track of time. You'll never be the you start tasting so bitter. You're not hot and you're not cold. The only flavor sweeter than me.
your blue eyes in the mirror. Tell her about the way you feel. You'll never be the angel. You'll never be so real again, again. You are the most concerned of everyone with you. You are the most concerned of everyone but you. When the moon disappears, experience has shown. Don't let it get you down, so try to find it in the grain of the monastery stone. Don't let them push you around. Loneliness is everywhere, and with that comes the hope that I
is this just what you like to do?
Sure.
I love the way your lines work well together. I mean, that's just cool as anything. Tell us about you and your musical roots, how you came to be the player that you are today.
Well, I started playing as a kid. I had a family member, much like these guys, who all sort of learned from a family member. My grandmother played the piano. So at a young age, I would just sit on the piano bench while she played.
In Kentucky?
Lee Owen.
And I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee.
In Nashville, okay.
And so when I was a kid, I was in the yard across the street playing his acoustic guitar, and I went over and said, teach me. And when I was 9 and started taking lessons from the dude across the street, and did that for 2 or 3 years until I sort of figured out how to teach myself whatever I was into. You know, I would listen to songs on the radio and figure out how to play them. And then sort of quit giving lessons, but played all growing up and had bands all from a very young age. Went through college, had a lot of bands, and then after college decided I want to learn some jazz chords and get some actual training. So I went to Louisville at that time and took from a guy named Jeff Sherman, who had taught at Bellarmine College, and I did that for maybe a year or two. And that's really the only formal training I've had. Most of it's just noodling and playing by ear and playing off people. And what I actually learned in that deal was that we had a whole bunch of us in a guitar ensemble, and we would all have this music and we would all play it, and then we'd finish the part that was on the page, and they'd go, now take a solo. To which everybody that was in the ensemble and used to reading off the page would be like, ah, the road just ended, and they didn't know where to go. To which I'm like, good, I was struggling to read the page. Let's just go. So I sort of had the part they didn't have, which was freedom, and they had all the discipline. So I learned the discipline, but I soon left it and went back to freedom. And, you know, it's more musical that way. But I wanted to learn that stuff, so I always tell people, I can't really read music, but I can decipher it. You know, I can sit down with the page and figure out what it is and then forget the dots so I can just be me out of it. So I don't have a lot of training, but I play a lot of different styles, you know. I don't know what you call us, sort of country, rock, mix sort of thing, but I've had bluegrass bands, I've reggae bands, I play a ton of Grateful Dead music over the years, and just have lots of different projects and lots of different genres. I'm a huge Django Reinhardt fan. Got into that a few years back, gypsy swing sort of world. And so, I don't know, it all sort of mashes together into whatever you get, I don't know.
When you close your eyes, close them tight. Sometimes the day gets dark. Skin on the rocks, house on the dune,
This was once my home. And now it is my tomb. It's not on nicotine, grieving drives. It's candy, sugar, and murder drive. Where are my car keys? What is my line? Blow out the candle, it's closing back. Skin on the rocks, house on the dune. This was once my home. It is my tune.
Thank you again for being here and for checking it out, for hanging out at Red Barn. This is our first time being here with this band. We've all played in other bands that have been here, aside from Lee. So this is Lee's first time for sure. Also, this past Saturday was his 1 year anniversary with the band, so that was exciting.
Like the wolf outside, we are led by desire. We are ruled by the time we have lost. Like the steps to the door of the killing room floor, they knock, but they can't get in. When the money's all gone and the cattle go home, no one but you can understand. Every promise gets broke, every word gets spoke, and you are your fate. Here we come, let us see. We've got sand on our feet. Let us bless the wine and bread. There are freaks, there are fools, they are kind and they are cruel. They knock, but they can't get in. Spoke, and you
can understand. Every promise gets broke, every word gets spoke, and you are your fellow man. You are your fellow.
Thank all of you for being with us here tonight, and we'd like to thank Wayne Graham as well. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week, especially Lori Campbell, Kane Heidernan, and Matthew Flores. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
And we also thank the very thoughtful and enthusiastic and smiley members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates, of course, and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear an encore from Wayne Graham? Can we talk you into it? Wayne Graham, everybody.
The best ideas, you know what you're talking about. You've got it all figured out, unlike everyone else around. You and your face so red, the sweat on your forehead, the empty floors you swept along with everyone else around. We'll be right back.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Kenny, Hayden, Lee, and Chris, Wayne Graham for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. For more information on Broussard's, they're on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.